unchained. I shut it off until we come. Stand up, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, you can't stand up with that, can you?
No.
That's a lot of my cradle if we're running on this all the year.
Jesus, well, damn it for me. Press the red button down.
It is down.
Is it? Oh, I didn't think it was down. Yeah, my eyes are getting really bad.
You want to, if it starts working, it's
down. Yes, I know, but my eyes are getting really bad. Have another chocolate.
Do you want some more spectacles?
No, it's not down. It's just deteriorating.
No, you are.
They're all truffles. No. What Audrey bought us. Between us.
No, yeah, they go off there.
They're not, but they're beautiful chocolates.
Anyway, I'm talking about a bit of fun.
Best Marks and Spencers, they are. Yes, if Kath and Frank intended to come.
They wouldn't.
I doubt if they would in this.
It's about their time.
Well, I wouldn't want them to come in the farm.
Well, no. There would be no point, would they?
Did you hear the news?
Not all of it.
A lot of crashes on the M6.
Well, it always is, isn't it?
Yes, but Sunday, I mean, people don't have to go out Sunday normally. And the kids have been across to the rock shop.
Trouble is, it's too fast, too close, isn't it, all the time? I don't see how any man doing 60 can be 3 or 4 feet from another's bumper.
No. I think he's learned his lesson putting it on the
door. All right, somebody.
Bashed the other one.
Well, it's been on the road.
No, yeah.
He's never done that before, has he? Perhaps somebody didn't like. Perhaps he told somebody he could stay there as long as he liked. They showed him he couldn't.
And don't let me eat any more of these because they're too sickly. Wouldn't you like a Jamaican rum, Truffle?
I mean, he had it brought from somewhere, didn't he?
Yeah. Wouldn't you like a Jamaican rum? Yeah, have one of those. That's Jamaican rum.
I
see if you can taste the rum.
He didn't like to leave it where it was done.
No, well.
See it from back to front now, can't we?
I think it's a good record, really. Now, do you like that? Could you taste the rum?
Yeah.
Couldn't eat many of these, could you?
Good as headlights.
I'm glad we're not out in it.
It looks as if they're all coming back. They're all coming from the shops where they usually are going.
I thought it'd been a nice day, we could have lived down to Sainsbury's.
What's that way, look at that picture, it's a bit unusual, isn't it?
Well, the aerial photo is, isn't it? It's a bit different.
He must have come low to took that, didn't he?
Unless he had a big zoom lens.
Tom seemed to think he'd come low last night.
Did he? I wouldn't know. I mean, these zoom lenses are pretty powerful, aren't they?
Well, there is that. Wasn't taken in windows.
It was taken about last July.
The leaves would be bereft, wouldn't they?
July. Well, I'll bet my bottom dollar it was taken when Jackie and Tom were on holiday because of how their bit of front garden is all dried up. And that building at the back was completed just before, they stopped work the day before the July fortnight holiday, didn't they?
Yeah.
They've got little bits to do, but
the front hasn't been, all their rubble still on the
front. Still there, but they finished the main building
at
the end of June, so that's when that was taken. You ought to have asked him when he sold it.
Chile's white brickwork, that were only done last year, wasn't it?
No, it's been done for 2 or 3 years. You ought to have asked him when he sold it to you.
Well, that lady come quick and he went off quick.
He went off quick, but I mean, before you, while I was getting the money, You should have
well,
asked him
I was
him
too busy
you...
looking at the picture.
Yeah,
the
I know
frame.
You were.
I was weighing up the value of the frame.
Not the picture.
I like the frame though, very
much. Oh, I do.
It's like the mountain. Some moulding like that.
Well,
I bet the
know.
Moulding's very dear.
Well, you know.
Because you had that black stuff, wasn't it? That was £4, wasn't it? That length.
About £9 a length for 8 feet.
Yeah, something like that, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Well, there's a new shop opened near the Shires Market, new thing. Brick-a-Brack it's called. We'll go in there. It got they keep advertising, and they've got one in Mayfield Road.
We'll have a look then sometime.
So when we're out,
so
when
don't
you painted some more pictures.
Oh, so you don't bring woodworm.
No, well, they've got mouldings as well as frames. We've got to paint some more pictures though, haven't we, first?
We've got a picture of those glass with the flowers on it, so we really wanted to make them back to the original. See, they had out frames and I cut it up.
Yeah, pity you didn't keep the frames.
Yeah, oh, well, I did.
Still, I like them as they are.
But they was in the car. Well, they looked a bit heavy on the
yes,
wall.
Yes, they do.
You want a big room, really, don't
you? Well, if you see any in the Antiques Roadshow, you'll know what to do.
Yeah.
See if they are valuable these days.
Well, it just cursory look, but I think because of the frame was a modern looker.
Yeah, because you've changed the frame.
Yeah, I don't think he looked at the glass too much. Mm.
Well, if they come again... They, we'll
those people don't like it altered in any way, do they?
Well, if they come again, I shan't let them know, so we're not selling any more bits.
Well, surely you'll have nothing left.
Well, I don't know. We've still got plenty.
They didn't offer for the ships, did they?
Well, they're not finished yet, aren't they?
Well, that one isn't the one in
that
there.
That one's not. It's not got the flags
well,
on the top. Well, they specialise in...
Knick-knacks.
No, in certain things, either.
Well, as far as that stoke didn't offer them anything, because the chap about 40, he reached it down. It was right, it was on top where those candlesticks, on a, you know. And I said, what's that, how much is that up there? And he said, 10 shilling. I said, a bit dear. And it was 10 shilling then, was 10 shilling.
Mm.
And he says, so it's a good buy, even for that. He says, do you know, it's 100 years old. Now, well, he said, it was continent.
Well, it perhaps wasn't just what he was looking for.
No. Well, you know what they're looking for, something worth a million.
No,
I bet they come across it as well sometimes. What about those paintings? That painting, he bought it off a market stall.
Yeah.
It was rolled up in a wood cardboard cylinder, and it fetched half a million, didn't it? It was a painting of some Arabs in the desert at night. It had been missing for nearly a century.
Antiques
Roadshow's
on tonight, so
mm-hmm.
we have to see.
Best of it is, he hadn't taken it out of the
roll,
you know, the box.
Well, he put it in, probably to bring. Must have taken time to have looked at it, sure.
If you look, that might have been made, might have. Yeah, but I was looking in the markets and that thing.
Well, you've done quite well, really, haven't you?
Yeah.
Some of the bits. Well, by did, didn't you?
Yeah.
With that teapot and goss plate.
She did well to have got them, didn't she?
And what else did? That tobacco jar. Oh no, you bought that, didn't you?
I wonder what if we'd have had those lusters, what they would have offered. But they went for sale and they only fetched 25.
No, they didn't. They fetched 70.
70, wasn't it?
Because you said that 35 of that would have been ours anyway. But I think there's a lot of those about.
They're
just astronomical.
Also, they're dangerously expendable on the corner of that shelf, wouldn't they?
You'd
knock them down, wouldn't you?
You would have. Or I would have. You're going to make us a cup of tea?
Oh, well.
Those chocolates have made me sick. Take them out of this hot room.
What, chocolate?
You put them in the pantry.
What, are you going to put them inside you?
No, I've had too many. I feel sick.
They are a bit fulsome.
Well, they're the sort that you only want about a couple at a time.
What one of those, I thought.
I don't want anything in my tea.
No.
I've put all the things ready, but use the tea in the old, empty the old lot out before you fill it up. I'll put the packet there ready to open. I shan't.
Have you done it?
Yes.
You know what's happening? It's getting free. I reckon this would have brand new.
Oh, they were, because you got a guarantee slip with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's getting free now.
That's why it was a bit difficult at first to take down.
Are they going to give it us when they?
Of course they got silly. They're only about £12, or they were. I don't know what they are now.
I seem to remember, you know when Masco was about? I seem to remember he had one and put it at the back of one of these chairs. And there's something on the radio and I was commenting on it, and then he all of a sudden he played it back. Well, it was about then.
Oh,
probably,
oh, no,
probably not as good as.
No, they're not the same sort. They were bigger 4 years ago. I wonder how he's getting on.
Probably dead. Most of the people we know are dead, aren't they?
Because you know Gillian, the couple who live next door who went to live at Thurn there. She kept in touch with them for some time, but I've not seen her for years, so I don't know. I'm feeling hot now, do you?
I'm just right.
Shall I put this fire out?
No. Oh.
I shall get too hot.
We shall all end up in the same place.
Mind you, not the light, the fire, not the glow. That's what you did one night, put the glee out and left the fire on all night.
If there's anything after life, do you reckon Hitler's managed it?
No, there isn't anything. Well, if Bill had come today, if we'd have asked Bill, I don't think he would have liked to
come.
Yeah. Not in the fog and frost.
Poor George, for that matter. You ought to ask George, he's well spoken.
I'll ring him up.
Oh, Bill, I'll get Bill. He's Bill Fortas.
Well, that's what I said to you, but we didn't want to visit us again this weekend, did we? Last weekend, I've imagined Tom.
Well, Tom's his own, he can come one day if he wishes.
Yes, but I was going to say, he wouldn't have come anyway in the fog.
No. He doesn't seem bothered about electrics, does he?
He doesn't do the electrics.
Tapes and things. Tapes and things.
Well, I don't know. He's got a record player.
Oh.
His son, Phil, taped.
Take
them for Marge. I don't suppose he's done any since Marge died. You know, they bought it for Marge when she was ill. And Phil taped, you know, a lot of his records with some Marge had got, and that was it. I suppose that's what sort of Bill plays now. You can fill my tea up.
It didn't seem to me to
not
be
too much sugar.
A musical sort of chap. Does he hear?
Well, I think he likes. Never give him a chance when he's here.
Why
too
that?
Much gabbing.
How so?
Never stops talking. filling up, not washing up. I want the cup filling up. I thought you were washing them up. No, I want another cup, please. At 4 o'clock on the radio, there's Palm Court, if you want to put it on tape.
Yeah, 4 o'clock, remind me at four.
And then 4:30 is Sing Something Simple. You can see what that is.
Remind me at four.
But at 4:30 is, I think I'd sooner see Angela Rippon. Those were the days. Wouldn't you?
Mm, what do you like?
On Sky.
Your choice.
Highway today, Harris, he comes in, I think it's Exeter in Devon, I think it's Exmouth and round there, where we went for the year. Wow, this is a nice cup of tea.
Time I finish that sore, isn't it?
I thought it was finished.
Well, perhaps it did, but I've never linked it up and used it.
Well, it's too cold to go in the garage now.
It is, yeah.
No, that back door key. I seem to remember picking a key up, thinking it was the garage key, when I went in for the steamer.
And perhaps it was in there.
And then I found out it was the back door key, and the garage was unlocked, so I didn't bother. I probably put it down when I got the steamer out of the cupboard. Well, you needn't go in the cold, I've got a spare one in the drawer. Was that one of the books you got out on Friday?
Mm.
Because some of them are getting...
Oh, well, better take them back, haven't we, all of them?
No, you need to take those you got out last Friday. It's the earlier ones, which will be due next week, I'm sure. Because they've put up the prices now. It's about 10p every day you have them out.
Yeah, there's millions of books, and you don't see all that many people.
Well, Don't you remember I had to pay £1.50 something last Christmas?
I suppose you've got to pay the assistant.
Well, it comes out of the poll tax. We pay enough of that. No, her hair lip. Mrs. Hunt, I think her name is.
No.
No, the lady, Mrs. Hunt.
No, she
didn't
have one.
Well, she did have one. She's had an operation, but she mostly goes to the post on a Sunday afternoon. She must write to her sister in Australia. And she makes a little round trip for a bit of exercise. That's what you ought to do more of.
What?
Walking. Keep you fit. It's a pity you had your hair cut last week. If you'd have left, if you hadn't had it done, you could have taken this thing down to the barbers with you.
Well,
recorded this.
Have you started something?
Soon got into some arguments down there, weren't you? Telling the tale.
I generally am all.
Yeah, I know you do. I know.
Well, my scan said to Tom Biggs, said, Taffy, look, he said, Taffy's up there, started an argument.
Walked away.
They've nearly fought.
Where's the nail clippers?
Should be there on the side
no,
of the glass. And then the.
No, here they are. I know I've seen them somewhere.
Well, you've shifted them.
I haven't shifted them. I did a lucky day. Considering all that frost and cold, we've got a lot of pansies out in the front board, haven't we? Have you got any tapes of ours not finished off? Or have you got to start a new one? I thought there was a little bit on one that you hadn't finished. Start a new one though.
Do you mean that of these?
No, of ours. Oh. You were going to record Palm Court, weren't you?
Well, you said don't do it. It's
you can do right. Palm Court at 4 till 4:30, and 4:30 it's.
Yeah, well, the same as the other.
I don't know, you'll have to see. It means switch it on.
I might play a record, you said.
Well, you'll have to see what it is.
We can't till I try the one we've got.
Well, I know what's on there. It won't be the same. It's not. It won't be the same songs or items. Well, they don't repeat the repertoire. They have different items. Well, if they did, and it was. A repeat, you could always wipe it out, put something on top, couldn't you? Have all the birds gone?
They went a little while ago. Apart from the hen who came on his own.
Oh, well, yesterday the blackbird was there late till late. I think the roost in that holly bush.
Possibly. There's food and water's almost there, and they've got a wall at the back.
Mm. Well, I think they do, and the robin, and the that one starling, and the thrush, I think they all roost there. Seem to be about every time you throw stuff out. I just remember Tom's father worked at the electric company in London, BTH or GEC. I remember he told us that the last time. You know, because he wasn't called up in the war, he was reserved. Can you see the fog swirling about now? Look at it. You look, it's all swirling about, green.
It's getting thick, isn't it?
Mm.
Nice to see the front.
Yeah, it is. Kept the kids in today.
Seem to hang around here like a magnet, don't we?
No.
You never see them across the other side?
Yes, you do. You do. You don't always see them. What have you done with your glasses? Oh, you might be sitting on them again.
Have you thought about the holidays?
Yes, I shouldn't mind going away in a few weeks. If it looks like being a nice...
Would you like a change from Wales?
I wouldn't mind going on a bus tour again.
What, France?
No. Well, I wouldn't mind going there, but I meant for a first holiday, a little holiday. I mean, you enjoyed that last April, didn't you?
It's nice in your own car, isn't it?
I know, but we don't have the hassle in your own, in those buses,
and
do
we? The hassle of holiday, big holidays when everybody's...
I don't know.
We got to Wales quick enough Sunday, didn't we? Thing is, if you want to go, see, that Sunday halfway, we didn't we? Had to do that across the road.
Mm.
We put that on the bus.
Well, you have lots of stops, don't you?
You wouldn't like it very much if
yes, they do. You have lots of stops.
Yes, but not the appropriate one.
Yes, they do.
It went early, didn't they? Some days have been about four, haven't they?
Well, it was like till nearly five the other day.
I expect they had enough sitting around and want to get back to the bed.
Like you do.
We can't very pleasant sit up there
all day, every day,
can it?
Well, they get plenty of food here. Have you given them all those potatoes?
Well, I crunched them up. They didn't mix them with those two slices, but they didn't touch them.
I think they've gone off potatoes a bit.
Well, there are no birds about anyway, so...
Anyway, I've only got enough for about
two. On the children's programme, the young chap said to the bird expert, which is the best, the potatoes or the bread? Always says potatoes every time. Mm. The bread has salt in it, doesn't it? Still potatoes, still, don't
you? I expect that, well, you always add salt to potatoes, salt to potatoes. But I've only got enough for about 2 days. So, the weather will be better improved. I'll just have to buy some off the milkman.
What, bread?
Potatoes I'm talking about.
Oh, I'll go across the car for the paper in the morning and get the potatoes from the shop.
No, but they're not very good there, about three times as much.
Yeah. Why are they any people?
Well, those people have them in stock for
they
a long time.
They seem to sell them, don't they?
I don't know, most people buy them in bags today. Those across the co-op the other week were horrible.
How many have you got? Another day?
I've got about enough for about 2 days, might be three.
That's all right then.
I think the weather will change before then.
A bit of luck if revert back to the nice.
I've not heard the forecast today, have you?
That's a half a back left.
No, I doubt it. Some supplies.
I've had a little of the news. To take much notice.
Well, we had to switch it off. It was no good. It was all political, wasn't it?
You get tired of it, don't you? I mean, it's talk. Churchill said jaw, but you can have too much jaw, can't you? that obituary about him.
A documentary that they're going to publish. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to
listen. Says he won't like, and he...
Well, he was a bit of a slave driver, I mean, everybody knew that. He was a bit bombastic, and...
And he didn't do so well in his college days, did he?
Oh, he wasn't very bright. No. Or he didn't try. Well, he didn't have a very happy childhood, did he?
No. Lots of us did in those days.
Well, you didn't try when you were at school, you told me so.
No, I didn't bother. Bad next to me.
I mean, a lot of it depends on, or perhaps his parents, well, if his parents didn't really bother about him, he said his mother didn't.
Well,
I mean,
my mother was out working, my dad was non-existent.
And I suppose in those cases like yours, children don't, unless they're sort of pushed a bit. Or the parents show an interest in them.
Well, you know the Meccano things. Mm. Prior to that, there was a clip-on effort. Mm. And he bought me one for my Christmas. It came, you know, loaded with, what was that in the Bible? Loaded with when Jesus was born. Anyway, this thing clicked on and... It showed me how to do it, and I hadn't got the strength. Of course, the war was on, and there was people were borrowing cups of sugar, and I couldn't clip it. He said, "Oh," he said to Mum, "he said the clip on easily." So I couldn't.
Then
we moved from our seat lane to Foundry Lane. On the next Christmas, I had a Meccano that could screw with screws. And told you about Bill wanting it.
Yeah.
And then after Christmas dinner, I built this windmill. Mother remarking on it, and we said, "Well, it's only screwed together." I nearly said, "Well, you wanted it anyway." See, he wanted it, and yet because I got it, where anybody could have it.
Anybody could do it, you mean?
Well, that's the same thing. Isn't it?
What time is it? Is it time to put that radio on?
That's 3-4 minutes. I don't put it on if you like.
Well, just try it and I'll tell you what, I don't know which program it is.
Rather shrewd suspicion that...
It won't be the same.
It's the same thing.
It won't be the same songs. Radio 2.
What I could do, I could put these things on, see what it actually starts, and then quickly put...
No, it's Palm Court. We want to see those were the days at 4:30. Mm. Try this Palm Court, see if it's worth recording. Well, it's not on till about 2 minutes past.
Get it ready, no?
2 minutes past. Because they have 2 minutes of news. Those were the days, was quite good this week.
It's very good. Is it working?
Yes, I think so. Didn't you like it today?
Yes.
Didn't know about that fish, did you?
Well, I seem to remember something about it.
I mean, you can't remember all those years back, all those things, can you?
Mind you, when I was a child, they said we crawled out of sea.
Yes. But it seems a bit far-fetched. If they say
in a way, but then look at it like this.
If that's been caught now, why hasn't that changed?
Well, there's a stoppage in
'69
evolution.
Or whatever.
But look at it like this then. If we didn't crawl out of the sea and evolve, did we just appear like a flash of light?
No, I'm not saying that we did. We did evolve, but...
Well, it must have evolved somewhere.
Why hasn't that fish that the caught recently evolved?
Yes, well, I used to read a lot of storybooks, travel, avidly. And I forget all about the author and the story, but I remember one portion where they discovered a depression in the middle of a continent where it was inaccessible, and they'd grown quite a different species.
Of what?
The humans. You know.
Well,
I know
there were several stages. Huh? I know that.
But.
I mean, there were several stages before they got to present day man, but...
Yes, but they do know, let's go back a bit further, they do know at the beginning of the world, most of it is water.
Yes.
So it's quite feasible.
Oh, it is.
If it was three quarters water, humans must have been in the water to start with.
Well, not humans, but
well, whatever
antecedents
we come
of humans.
I mean, we've still got a bone at the back. Somebody kicks you at the back on that bone. And in a skeleton, that's exactly like the bone in a monkey's tail.
Mm.
So at one time, the theory is we did have a tail.
Yeah.
Yes, and then
you
didn't
have a tail in the sea then.
And another thing, you've got
fish don't have
fingernails. Well, surely, millions of years ago, there were claws.
Possibly.
Then you got your two prominent teeth. They could have been the tiger's two teeth. And then there's another theory with your feet. You know that bit of skin between the toes, then that were webs at one time.
Well, you don't have much of...
Not now, of course, there's a way with lack of use. But when you're in the water, you want web feet, because the water goes through your fingers. It's skin here, not pronounced in mine, but some, they say that where it's gone away, you know. There's all sorts of things that can prove it. I mean, the obvious thing is we came from somewhere, didn't we? We didn't just drop here with a flash of light. And they studied plants and other animals and they've evolved.
Yes, but plants evolve with man's.
Oh, but they had it on their own for a million years, the plants did.
Probably several million years. Can't really understand it. Can you?
Well, you'd go mad if you tried, wouldn't you? Like that man said the other week, that the humans invented God. Well, it did, didn't they?
Did you take that tape out in the other room?
Yeah, to cut because of calling off.
There's
another thing.
Do you know where it is? Because
yes, I left it there to call off. Well, if I left it there to cool off, I'm not going to put it in a case and shove it away.
Well, I know. Well, you want to label it so you know what's on it. Just reminding you, you'll say, you'd say, oh, well, you didn't remind me to write it down.
It's because remind me at the wrong time and the wrong thing.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I was going to say something, you put me off then.
I'm always putting you off. You put yourself off. Don't concentrate.
Well, you know, the pundits reckon with things they find that three quarters of the world were water once.
Yes, I know you said that. We're going to have the Antiques Roadshow at...
And then there's another thing, yeah, if you like. Another thing, even, you know when they give these rock fossils out of rocks?
Yes.
Big sandstone rocks. They find things, fish today, had got other pediments million years back. Same thing, but not the same as they are today. You know, well, they must have evolved a bit to be different from a million years ago.
Yeah.
Those shellfish things are always on about and they get out the rocks.
5:30 Antiques Roadshow on BBC One. From Cleethorpes.
10 minutes,
sir. From Cleethorpes. I shouldn't think they'd get much from there. Oh, they might get some ships, might they?
Yeah.
They might get...
True. Then there's another thing about religion I've often wondered. They say you go to heaven, don't they?
Well, no, but
some sort of place. Well, when you look at these pictures now, the satellite's been going for 12 months. Still going through.
23 years.
Well, where's heaven then in all that long?
Well,
and how do you get there when you're dead?
Well, you don't, that's just...
Well, then why do they carry it all on?
Well, they don't really so much today, people.
Yes, but you listen to a pastor on telly, he's convinced that what he's saying is true. Yet it's only what he's been told, isn't it? I mean, all this killing of children and that, and burning them alive with flamethrowers. if there's our command, will I know to interfere?
What is it?
He did in my case.
What do you mean?
Went in the cathedral in town.
Prayed.
When you left me.
Silly. Didn't really leave you. You were just being stubborn, weren't you? Silly.
Did Catherine then go to church? Tom, he didn't, did he?
No, he always went to not church, chapel, you know who did.
Did Tom do?
No, my dad used to say he was an atheist when he was caught in Madge.
Well, he don't believe in it now, I don't think.
And yet the children went to chapel. Pamela was
going
to chapel.
Well,
probably
Madge
sort
of. Obviously, they were going to teach me religion, weren't they?
In the church school, yes.
You know, breaking up day for the summer holidays and Christmas, the vicar used to come and sit at the back and, you know, they used to do little turns, you know, playing the bones. One did that old Grimmett, didn't they? He rag and bone people, you know, rubbish. And I suppose somebody had taught him, but he played that and, you know, different little turns. And the vicar used to come and sit at the back, a seat on against the, under the window and watch. Perhaps he thought he'd get some little
choristers. If it was a church school, they had to put in appearance on time. Yes. No, Madge must have sent the children to chapel. I don't think Tom probably approved, but she... Well, actually, when they used to come to us on Sunday, I used to take them to Belgar Hall. Me and David, Pam's husband, his father was a superintendent. So, do you want any tea?
Well, only ice cream if there's any.
Yes, you didn't have any yesterday, did
Not
you?
Not bothered about it.
Yes, there's plenty of ice cream. Do you want it now?
No, at all.
Later. Do you want any cake?
No,
sandwich?
Well,
I've got some ham.
After Christmas pudding and chicken. And chicken.
I know, but years ago you always used to have a big tea.
Yes,
and
I know, when I was digging and sawing and...
I mean... I know you're not doing anything really active. Well, nobody is this time of year, but still. You've got some nice ham.
Yeah, still feeling anything.
Still feeling anything.
Almost if I'd ate it, you know, half hour ago.
Well, perhaps about 7.
No. Biscuit and cheese, supper. In Diggs, you never know, so if you had a cup of coffee and a bit, you know, a
cup of cocoa, but it's nice.
Yeah, well, I mean cocoa, something like that.
Before the war?
Not really.
Or during the war? Can you have any supper?
Not really, no.
We always used to.
Yeah, they gave you what they called a high tea. Their high tea wasn't bothered about tea, but still, then they might have a supper. Because she hadn't been work, they were elderly. They'd perhaps have a good tea. They went to bed at 9, no stop. If I was reading something, they said, you know, turn the gas out when you come off, and there you are. Well, you can see, if one landlady gave me egg for my lunch that I hadn't had, they weren't going to feed you up at supper time, were they?
You didn't stay there long, did you?
No, about 3 months. Started to grumble about it. In the cafe, it called the coffee tavern. You could drop in over. Oh, they used to have in Leicester.
Yeah, like Wings.
And it was about 5 or 10 minutes before we left off. That's what we've been doing a bit, getting the machine in Jet Wallace, and we dropped in there for a cup of tea, and our grumbling, and they wrote a menu out. two pints of beer before lunch. So they are, put that on the mantelpiece. Mind you, times were hard, that's why I didn't bother over much. I always went home weekends and got stocked up. And every other one we got bored, as in. And it was a little like Loughborough when I went. You saw how it was when we motored through. Do you remember?
Yes.
It was London, wasn't it?
Mm. Well, not quite that London, but it was...
I mean, very busy.
Not a little market, country town, village, more.